Where's Zangrilli when you need him?
Yes.
He'd Bob will be mad if I mention that he's not here. Yeah. He's been real
dog
aggressive.
You.
He said something about he has to do some voiceovers, and he told you about it. So he said if you try and make an issue of about it, to scold you.
He's right about that, actually. Have you sensed his aggression toward me?
He's a little nasty today. He didn't have enough coffee.
He did not like the hey, Paul, on his last show. Yeah.
You want more? You like it. You want more of it.
I have an unbelievable plan to get in, Paul, on his show. I'm not saying when, but it's going to happen. It will happen. I'm going to get in on Bob's show one more time.
I'm sure you will.
I think it's a foolproof plan, and he'll see. He vows to stop it. I don't think he will. Paul, let me ask you this. Some other NFL stories. The push for 18 games. Roger Goodell, the owners, not shy about this. Mike Florio suggesting it's going to get to 19 and then 20. I believe him. There's just so much more money to be had. Nobody gives a crap about player health, not even the players, really, because they sign up for this stuff. I would argue that the owners continuously tempt them. You sure you don't want to play 17? You sure you don't want to play one more? Here's the money. You know, they're the ones who start it, but ultimately the players they had a final say on that, and they voted for it. This is absolutely going to 18 games, and it's going to make the product worse, but like I always say with the NFL, it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. You can't screw it up. They could play 30 games and it wouldn't matter. And it wouldn't matter if they had all backup quarterbacks by the time the playoffs got here. We'd all be watching.
Right. And the thing about it is 18, I think 18 games would be terrible. I think I didn't like 17 games.
Me neither. I didn't like 16. I liked 14.
Yeah. I think to me, 16 I can live with because, you know, for most of my life, they've played 16. At least, you know, from when I've been watching the game. And 16 feels like the right number. 17 is just, you know, unadulterated greed. 18 is absurd. And the thing about it is, I don't know that the players want it, but here's what will happen, Joe. You know this. Well, all of a sudden, how about, you know, your $17 million contract, it's now an $18 million contract. They start throwing away or start throwing around more money, and then all of a sudden players probably will do it.
It's happening. And I wonder if you out there now, Goodell's talking about trading in a preseason game, an exhibition game, trading one of those for a real game. I mean, the question eventually becomes, what does it do to the product? Like I said, nothing can screw up the NFL. We're all still going to watch. We get it because of betting, because of fantasy football,
right,
because of loyalties to the hometown team, because it's great entertainment, all of that. We're going to watch, but that's a different question than does it water down the product and make for a worse product. I think 17 games already does. At some point, you're just asking too much of the human body here, and it just gets to be ridiculous, and you have too many bad games. Not that it matters, but I do think that's true. Do you?
Well, I think what happens, too, is you add one more week of games, and now you're going to add one more week where you can potentially lose guys for the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, I think the games get worse. The last few weeks of the season, I think the quality of play is down. Teams are beat up. Game, you know, guys are hurt. Guys are banged up. I think when you start getting past 16 games, it's too much. And that's, you know what, Joe, I'll make an argument. I know it's college and it's similar, but if you're a team that gets into the playoffs, presumably you're going to play in your conference championship game. You know, so if you're a team that gets in the playoffs and you get your conference championship game and you're not one of the top four teams, which means you don't get a bye, you're going to play 17 games. How many college guys are really signing up for that? I mean, I can't imagine. If I'm a college guy that's going to be a first-round pick, okay, we've played our 12 games. Now we've played the ACC championship game, and we win it. Say we win. I win the championship. Wait, now you want me to play four more games?
Four more, right. It's crazy.
Ain't happening.
crazy.
But here, you could, if you're a wild card team, if you go to 18 games, you're a wild card team now. That means you play, what, four playoff games to win the Super Bowl. You could potentially play 22 football games.
That's insane.
That's silly.
It is. And it completely ruins any argument that the NFL cares about player safety. Because let's take concussions, for example. The best way to cut down on concussions is to cut down on football. Because the sport itself is going to produce them sooner or later. It's the constant pounding, game in, game out. And you want to play one more, and now two more, and then think about that, 22 games in one season. That's almost like abusive. It really is to the human body and to these players. But again, the players are signing up for it because, A, they make more, and here, but more to the point, it's not just that, Paul. It's what Florio says here. The union will have to agree to it for one very simple reason. The owners will lock them out until they do. That's what happened in 2011, right. He says. That's what would have happened in 2020 if the players didn't agree. And that's what will happen the next time around. They're simply going to get locked out until they agree to it. And the NFL players have never shown the gumption that baseball players did, for example, by simply sitting out to get what they want.
Right.
And I get it, you know? You start missing paychecks, you're like, what am I doing to a year of my career for some guy in 2046 so he can have a better life?
Absolutely. That's really what it happens, Joe. That's why the owners almost always win these things. And they actually probably won the last baseball one, too. Because, you know, the Baseball Players Association didn't get much of anything they claimed was like a non-negotiable they were holding out for. They didn't get much of it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The problem that the players have is they all live way above their means. And they all have mom's house payments, baby's mama house payments, you know what I mean? Car payments, all of their toys and jewelry and all the other stuff. And once those paychecks stop coming in, it's only a matter of time. Because the bottom line, Jerry Jones is a billionaire. He's got other businesses. He's got money coming in from other places.
Right.
And you're millionaires. And even though you're millionaires.
At best. Yeah.
Even though you're millionaires, you're basically, you know, what they would call cash poor millionaires. You know? In that you're almost living paycheck to paycheck because you've got so much to pay for. So the NFL is going to win this. I'd be willing. I mean, they could go to 20 games and they'd win.
That's what Florio's saying, 20.
Listen, if they go to 20 games.
Not 20 now. He said maybe not in my lifetime, but we are going there. We're going toward 20.
That would be so ridiculously stupid. And that, to me, would hurt the product. You've heard in economics, the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Right? That's where you're talking about. Everyone's, wow, more football is better. I don't know. I think we're getting to the point where we're oversaturated with it a little bit. We're probably at the height of how much we can actually consume. But if you're talking about, like you said, Friday night football, if we start talking about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, NFL games every weekend, and then you're going to add 3 weeks to the season, I think that there will be a law of diminishing returns at some point where I think you'll lose. I don't think it will yield more money and more exposure and all that other stuff like they think it would.
The other topic, and the one we started with today, of course, was the Steeler draft. And does this make them significantly better this season, combined with the moves they've made in the context of the AFC North? I think we all agreed that Cincy is an arrow-pointed up team from last year for the simple reason of Joe Burrow presumably being healthy. It'll be interesting to see how that injury, whether that still affects him or not. Plus, they pick up Geno Stone. They pick up Gesicki. They pick up Von Bell. So they have two new safeties, new tight end. We'll see what happens with Higgins and Hendrickson.
Yeah.
But they seem to be in pretty good shape. And the Ravens lost some guys. Paul still likes them to win the division. They drafted a starting corner in Wiggins for sure. They lose Stone. They lose Queen. They lose their two starting guards. Clowney was good for them. They lost him. They gained Derrick Henry and Wiggins. We'll see about them. I think we all agreed maybe Arrow a little bit down, but still a very viable division contender. The Browns, forget about them for now. I think the Steelers, because of this draft and last year's draft, Paul, have a pretty good roster right now, potentially. But it's all going to come back to Russell. It's sort of the boring and obvious thing to say, but they could have 75 drafts in a row here, filled with great players. If one of them's not a quarterback, you got a problem. Whereas, as C.J. Stroud proved last year, you could have a bunch of drafts that aren't that great, not really have a great roster. But right. If you have that guy, then you can win. That important. That's why it's the most important position in all of sports.
He's got to play well. And he's got to not only play well, he's got to be consistent. He's got to stay healthy. And the big thing with him, Joe, it's one thing to say, well, we're going to run the football and we're going to, you know, control the clock and we're going to do this and we're going to play in the way that we want to play. But here's the other thing. At some point, your quarterback still has to make big throws.
Especially in a game where you're going toe-to-toe with right. Burrow.
Or whatever. Your quarterback still has to make big throws. And I think that's where we're going to find out whether or not Russell Wilson is that guy or not.
And if we don't early, how long – and I think that Russell Wilson's going to be good. That's why I argued a month before they got him that they should go out and get him. But there's no guarantee of that.
Right.
And it could get very interesting with Russell Wilson. He's an interesting guy who brings a lot to the table, not all of it great. How soon do you think, and what would it take for Tomlin to go to Fields?
I think that there's going to be a reasonably long leash for Russell Wilson. You know? I mean, here's the thing. I would say if he's shaky in training camp, that maybe it gets a little shorter and they want to see. But I would say he's going to get at least three games. And if in those three games he's reasonably good, then I think that he'll probably stay the starter for as long as they need him to be the starter. I mean, in other words, I'm predicting this. I don't think that we will see Justin Fields start this year unless Russell Wilson gets hurt.
I would agree with that. Here's the Steelers' schedule. We don't know the dates, obviously, but listen to this run of quarterbacks, Paul. Assuming these guys stay healthy. Coming into Acrisure this year, you're going to have Lamar, Burrow, Watson, Prescott, Mahomes, Herbert, Rodgers, and the Giants, whoever they bring to town. I guess Daniel Jones, whatever. That's as imposing a list of quarterbacks as I can remember on their home schedule.
Yeah, but you know what's funny to me is that they've gotten lucky in recent years where a lot of teams that were supposed to have great quarterback, I mean, like, for instance, Lamar Jackson.
Right, they've gotten lucky a lot
and Burrow,
in recent years. Yeah,
Burrow. I mean, sooner or later, you think law of averages suggests that all these guys are going to be healthy, you know, or they're going to have to face all of these bigger name guys. The interesting one to me is Aaron Rodgers. What do you think he has left?
Probably not much.
Coming off a horrible injury with a bad team that didn't do a whole lot this weekend, I don't think, to get much better.
Yeah, I think that they've actually built around him to where he has weapons. He should have a line in front of him. Like, everything's in place
right.
for him to succeed, but I'm not sure what he has left. I'm really not, and I tend to think it might get ugly. There. Now, who's their backup? Why am I forgetting? Oh, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
So they have a professional backup, but they go from a team you take very seriously to one you don't take seriously at all.
Right.
Now, on the road, you're going to get Lamar, Burrow, Watson, Cousins, or Michael Penix.
Yeah. You like that?
Denver.
Who's Denver's guy? Is it
Stidham or Bo Nix, right?
Bo Nix or Pine Richland's finest, Ben DiNucci.
Is Ben DiNucci still on that roster?
I think he's on that team still.
You get Indy with Anthony Richardson. You get the Raiders with whoever the hell they bring. And then you get Jalen Hurts. And you get the Commanders, which should be very interesting with Jaden Daniels, I would assume. So here's the thing, Paul. Here's the thing about the Steelers draft. Are you ready for this take? I think that it was a great draft. I really do. And I think that I love both Wilsons. I think that Peyton Wilson could be the I agree with Jerry Dulac, could be the steal of the draft. But here's the problem. Did you hear the quarterbacks I just mentioned?
Yeah.
The Steelers got problems at corner right now, I think, beyond Joey Porter.
I would agree.
And also some of the teams in the division who like to run the ball, which is to say two of the three at least, they might have problems up front defensively. I know you can't address everything in the draft. You had to pick your poison, so to speak. But I still think I'm more worried. Put it this way. I'm more worried about the Steelers' defense than their offense at the moment. And I never thought I would say that.
Their run defense. At the very least, their run defense. I mean, because I think, you know, they're able to put enough heat on quarterbacks that even, you know, even with.
Yeah, they should.
They should be okay against the pass. But their run defense.
Except the corner problem.
But yes.
You pick matchups.
You do, but you also got to be able to make sure you throw the ball quick enough that TJ Watt doesn't bury your guy.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say, Joe, is though, Peyton Wilson, Elandon Roberts, and Patrick Queen, they've significantly upgraded their inside linebackers. In terms of being able to stop, you know what I mean?
Also in terms of being able to cover the pass,
right,
which is something they've just been smoked on.
But,
a lot.
They can stop the run now.
Nelly wants us to take a minute here. Bob will be back are we going to do Techs in the City? Is that technologically possible here? We're going to do that next. By the way, get your take in on where you're texting from. Name, place, hot take, 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And, of course, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. So we're going to have all kinds of hot takes going on here. Bob will make his return. And the time right now, 1:31, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you.
It's Paul Zeiss. Guys, dealing with ED is miserable. You know it, and she knows it too. New Flow Men's Health is the area's leader in treating erectile dysfunction with long-term positive results. Don't be taken advantage of by clinics peddling testosterone, pills, or other crap. No pills, no injections, no games. Take control and get your confidence back by contacting New Flow Men's Health, 412-784-9000. That's 412-784-9000. Visit us at newflowmenshealth.com. That's N-U-F-L-O, menshealth.com.
The North Shore Tavern leadoff show will begin at 8:45 with Dan Zangrilli as the Pirates open a three-game series with the Oakland Athletics. First pitch is scheduled for 9:45. For more headlines, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Now open.
You like this show, Paul? Sex in the City, Sarah Jessica Parker?
I've watched it some. I do. I like. I mean, it's watchable at times. Other times, it's not.
You like it, Bob?
I did. I thought it was fine.
You like the movies? I loved them.
I liked the one movie. I thought the second. One of them was good. The other one stunk. I forget which one.
I think sometimes more is less. You know?
And less is more. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's also What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very, very kindly, and we're answering your call. 93.7 The Fan will host the 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, Og Murphy Percozy, The Firm, and Gherkin Roofing and Contracting. And that's going to be quite an event for a great cause. I don't know. Crowley's trying to get a calendar going. Maybe Bob in overalls. I don't know what's happening there. But we're working on it. Meantime, yes, it is time. Well, first of all, Bob, you just saw me reading a physical sports page. It was the first time I had done that in a while. A Post-Gazette sports page. And I read that the Post-Gazette has been in service for 237 years, which means that Ron was there for the first year, right?
He is. He looks good for his age.
He really does. And we miss him desperately. Text in the city. Let's do it here. We rank them 1 to 10. Let's go, Nelly.
This one is from George and Plum. My border collie chewed up my Amazon package on our porch, so I looked at him and sternly said, "You dog, you."
Very nice. That's better than the alternative, which could be laced with profanity. "You dog, you" is a good one.
Or it could be, "Hey, Bob."
Oh, no. No. I have nightmares that, with that I in give my head. That, I'm never going to happen again. Never.
I give that a 5 or 6, I guess.
I give that one a 3.5, Bob.
A 3.
Nelly?
This one comes unnamed, but I wanted to bring it up. How did you guys not name Wilson from Home Improvement while naming famous Wilsons?
That's actually a good point.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I give that a 7. It's 5. Simple and a good question. Yeah.
I'll give it a 6. To the point. Not bad.
What's the old sitcom that's on all the time still that you watch? My wife and I watch Queen of... What is it with the...
King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that show.
Everybody loves Raymond. What do you watch?
King of Queens is a great show. I watch that. If that's on, I'll watch it. But I'll even go further back than that. If Cheers is on, I'll watch Cheers.
Yes.
Still, you know. Yes.
I used to love MASH. I don't know if that's considered a sitcom.
Do you still watch it though?
No.
That's my
the problem is I don't watch anything other than sports.
I watch Cheers. I watch Cheers. I'll tell you the show I watch, it's not a sitcom, but the show I watch religiously, still two, three episodes a day sometimes, is In the Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor and Howard Rawlins. Did you
never
ever watch
saw
that
it.
Show?
I
you
never,
never
saw
watched
it.
That show? You remember the movie, right?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier. Do you remember the movie?
I remember, In the Heat of the Night? Yeah.
So then they made a TV show based on the movie.
My wife and I had a 90s weekend. Where we watched Singles, you remember that one with Winona Ryder, and Serendipity with John Cusack, and there was one, Reality Bites, all those from the 90s.
Reality
the early 90s.
Bites.
What happened? Bad things happened to Winona Ryder, didn't it?
I don't know.
Which is sad. She was great.
Yeah,
I remember
bad.
That movie,
I remember.
Reality Bites. I do remember that movie. I never really loved it. I didn't really like that movie.
Neither did Bob.
I thought it kind of... Through sort of dirt or shade or whatever you want to call it on people of my generation, like we're
Generation X.
Yeah,
Generation X.
We were all lost, and had no direction and whatever.
Well, we were.
We weren't.
You found your way.
We weren't. And compared to these younger generations now, we were way ahead of the game.
In some respects, in some they're ahead of us. Nelly, go ahead.
Two quick ones. I'm going to read them back to back. I know that I'm not supposed to ask questions, but I cannot say this without saying his name. As Folsey mentioned on Saturday during a show, Steelers should go after a veteran corner like Stephon Gilmore. JPJ can learn from him. And then how many balls combined will Joe and Paul lose today? The over-under is set at 5. And that one.
Oh, that's easy. That's over. That's over by far.
Over.
I don't know. No. Over-under 5 balls lost?
And that's no disrespect. It's a tough golf course.
No,
and they have some fescue. They have fescue.
All I know is I played Latrobe Country Club yesterday. I played Latrobe Country Club yesterday and did not lose a single ball.
That's well,
the same ball I
That's
started
pretty
with.
Good, man.
The same ball I started with is the ball I finished with.
Yes or no? Do you like tree-lined golf courses versus what we see today?
Depends. Yes.
No. Because then you put it in the trees.
Well, don't put it in the trees. That makes you a better golfer. Thing.
Easier said than done.
I like them as long. I like them as long as there are still holes where there's places you can hit the ball and not be under trees.
We have to go.
I don't like ones that are cut through the woods.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Paul.
I go over five. I predict 9 lost balls.
Thank you kindly.
Sun Chevrolet fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals.
Thank you, Mr. Sun.
At Sun Chevy, high of 84, nothing but sun. Let's go play some golf.